The Israeli cabinet has announced it will pull troops out of six Palestinian towns if the Palestinian Authority meets Israel's security demands. Soldiers and tanks entered the towns last week after the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister. Three Palestinians were killed today by Israeli fire in Bethlehem, including a senior member of the militant Hamas group. NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report.
Since the assassination of Israeli Cabinet Minister Rehavam Ze'evi, 45 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire. Shoki Issa of the Palestinian human rights group Law says at least 27 of them were civilians, including four women and five children.
It was clear in this week that many civilians were killed for no reason, just to terrorize the Palestinian population and undermine the Palestinian National Authority.
Law's findings on civilian deaths were backed up by the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem. A new report today describes Israel's wide-scale assault as collective punishment and calls it a violation of international law. B'Tselem also says the Israeli army has demonstrated a disregard for Palestinian lives and adds that Israeli soldiers are quick to shoot even if their lives are not in danger. There has also been an increase in attacks on Palestinians by Jewish settlers. Yesterday, six Palestinian workers were injured, one seriously, while they were in a taxi on their way to work in Israel. The laborers said a car with Israeli license plates followed them, and passengers in the car opened fire. Israeli police say they believe Jewish settlers were responsible. In the past few months, at least six Palestinians have been killed in similar attacks blamed on Jewish settlers. Meanwhile, Palestinian leaders continued to denounce Israel's incursion yesterday into the West Bank village of Beit Rima, where five Palestinian policemen were killed. Beit Rima resident Fahed Osama Kadura told a news conference that, contrary to Israel's statements, Palestinians did not shoot at the hundreds of soldiers who stormed the village. Speaking through a translator, Kadura said he was injured by Israeli gunfire at 2 a.m. Wednesday and then detained for questioning.
I told the soldier that I was bleeding and that I was injured and I needed help, so the soldier told me, no, you stay where you are and don't move.
Kadura said he was then examined by an Israeli medic who bandaged his leg. Palestinians say one of the slain policemen bled to death from lack of medical attention. Israel says the five policemen were killed when they opened fire on Israeli troops. The head of Israeli Army Intelligence, Amos Malka, says that so far Palestinian efforts to stop attacks on Israelis have not been serious, and he warns that even if Israeli troops pull out of Palestinian-run areas, they will return if there are more Palestinian attacks.
I think that we don't have to give the Palestinian Authority any kind of guarantee that we will not come back to an area that we evacuated a day before. The reason will be connected directly to the risk evaluation.
Palestinians say these kinds of threats underline the need for an international protection force in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah.